Your strength, your shield, your savior, the only one that you yield everything to him. We are thankful to our Lord that he is what he is to us. So precious. Amen. We are thankful for the beginning of another week. Once again, the weather out there, not all that good, but it's part of what he's make. Amen. So we give glory to him. Amen. Let's bow our heads and let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we thank you. Where are we this morning? Oh, here we are, Lord, in your house. Oh, Father, we say thank you for this grace, Lord. Father, we thank you for the week that has just passed. Oh, Lord, we cannot count our blessings. How, Lord, you took us through the week in all our activities, our going outs and coming in, Lord. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, this morning, grace once again so sufficient for us, Lord. Oh, that, Father, it has brought us from our various homes, far and near. Lord, we thank you for journey mercies. And Lord, even as you brought us together this morning, oh Lord, we come with all reverence, Lord. We come with all humility. As we sit at your feet, Lord, this morning, oh, we want to commit all into your hands now. Father, we want to commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands. We, the adults here, and the children upstairs, Lord. Oh, the Holy Ghost, the author and the teacher of the Word of God. Oh, bring your Word, Lord. Oh, to prepare us, Lord Jesus, even when the songs and praises and worship comes, Lord, we will sing with all our heart, Lord. Oh, to yield ourselves and create the atmosphere for your word that, Lord, you have prepared for us today. So, Lord, we surrender all to you now. In Jesus' name we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Yeah, shalom, brethren. This morning, we are going to look at a subject that some weeks ago we started. But there had been a break. It had been a long break. But this morning, we want to pick it back again. And we will do a little something like a revision to bring us back in line. Amen. So the subject is the tree world. The tree world. And it was picked from Apostle Peter's the closing message of his epistle. Amen. That's 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. That's the closing message of his epistle to the church. Amen. You know, Apostle Peter might be seen as someone with a very strong character, you see. But when the Holy Spirit took over and it comes to presenting the word, oh my. See, the aroma around it is very appealing. Amen? It's something like a love letter. But they are words of deep thoughts, provoking and powerful. So let's read the first two verses, and then you see something. The first two verses, and then the last two verses, that's verse 17 and 18. So the first two verses, and just watch the salutation. Amen. Let's read. This second epistle, beloved, oh my. See how his final address to the church, beloved. Amen. Oh, it really, really appeals to you. Yes. I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Let's look at verse 17 as the closing part of what his epistle. Verse 17. And here also, what do we see? Ye therefore, beloved. Amen. Seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace. Amen. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now, even now, and forever. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, richly bless you. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Yes, here Apostle Paul is talking about the need of stirring up our pure minds by way of what? By way of remembrance. Amen. And beloved brethren, see, I had to also address you that way. Beloved brethren, you see, I believe you all agree that if there is any hour that we need a stirring up, it is this hour that we are living in. Amen. The hour we live in now truly calls for what? A stirring up to bring us always into remembrance of the things that we have already what? Received. Amen. As Paul also said that we need to what? Consider one another to provoke unto love. See? And unto what? Unto good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. It's really not good. Amen. When the church bells are ringing, And we don't have that long thing for ging gong, ging gong. No, sir. The church bells are in our heart.
Yes, amen.
Amen. When it rings, my brother, just heed to it and follow the direction. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of what? Some is, but doing what? Exhorting one another. So much the more as we see what? The time approaching. The day approaching.
That's right.
Amen. So stirring up, we need that to help us to be what? Established in the truth, in the present truth. We need that kind of stirring up to be established, because Apostle Peter, in this same second epistle, in the chapter 1, give us that one, in verse 12 and 13, the same second Peter, he wants the church to be always on time and living according to the time and hour that we're living in. Every word that has been preached, he wants us what? Not to forget, but to what? Keep those words and live by it. Amen. Even as Revelation says, blessed is the one that what? Read and hear these prophecies. And then do what? Keep them. You don't just read and hear and then forget, but keep them. So listen to what Apostle Peter said here also. He said, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, see? And be established in the present truth.
Amen.
Amen. Yea, I think it meet, see? I think it what? Needful. As long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance.
Amen.
Amen. So Apostle Peter, so much concern about what? We always remembering what we have heard and what we have read. And keep those things, because the Bible says, blessed are they that do that. Amen. So let's, the scripture, 2 Peter, that we finished with first verse 1 and 2. Let's go to verse 3 to 5. Yes. 2 Peter, Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust for, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from what? From the beginning of creation. Now, we need that kind of stirring up because of what? The last day scoffers. Amen. Look at what they are saying. For a very long time, we've heard about the coming of the Lord and coming of the Lord. But every day is the same. My brother, my sister, listen to what the prophet said in the message book, At Thy Word, Lord, preached in Phoenix. He said, he promised, as the prophet commenting on these scoffers, what they say about what the coming of the Lord. The prophet said, he promised in the last days that there would be what? A church of scoffers. We've got them. And he promised there would be a church that signs would follow in it. We've got it. My brother, two things. Here, the prophet is not talking about people on the outside, but he's talking about people on the inside. Because there will be what? A church of scoffers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That will scoff the word. That will make mockery of the word. You see, it's quite ridiculing. You see, when someone says, when will be the coming of the Lord? You see, he ridicules what? The word.
Yes.
But my brother, my sister, as long as the prophet is saying we have what? A church of scoffers, that is talking about we within here. And my brother, is not only what your mouth says, but your action and attitude towards the word Amen. Will tell whether truly you are expecting the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And so it's not what you say, because we will surely not say something like that. But your attitude towards the word, it scoffs the word. It doesn't show that you are under any kind of expectation. See, our actions and attitude towards the word, towards the church, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So as the prophet is saying this, let's take serious note of that.
Amen.
That there will be what? A church of scoffers. I said, and we've got them. And we will have what? He promised there will be also what? A church that signs would follow it. We've got it. And the prophet said, that's right. Amen.
Amen.
So, brethren, we got to what? Watch our actions. Now, verses 6 and 7. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Serious, my brother, my sister. Give us the verse 13 so that we can see the three world, because that's our subject, the three world. Verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth what? Righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. So here we see it. The three worlds. First one, the first world that came and is overflowed. And then the second is the very one we are living in now. And my brother, the scripture is saying the same word that created the heavens and the earth, that same word is saying that this world is what? Preserved. For what? For fire. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, the first world is the antediluvian world as before the flood. That's Noah's day. Amen. And then he said, this present world, that's after the flood. And then the world to come, that's what? The new Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at the first stage. Why it overflowed with water? Why was it destroyed? Why God did that? And it's simple. You know the answer. It's Genesis what? 6, verse 5. What's there? It said, God saw the wickedness of man in the earth. It was so evil, so great, you see, that every imagination of the thought of his heart was what? Was only evil continually. The next verse. And he said, it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Serious, my brother. For God to be grieved. Because of the wickedness of what? The people in that day. Oh, my brother. And today, the Bible says what? We are living in Noah's day also.
Yes.
And we have Lord's day also.
Amen.
And this is a perilous time also. And this is what? Our own world, Laodicea. My four together. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give us the next verse. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, beast, and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. My. Praise the Lord. My brother, but you see, one note of consolation is that God will never destroy the righteous alongside what? The wicked. Amen. Amen. And so in the midst of this wickedness of Noah's day, there was a man which the Bible says found favor in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. That's our consolation. Amen. Praise the Lord. That God would not what destroy the righteous alongside what? The wicked. Yeah. Amen. And so if this second world also is preserved unto fire, my brother, my sister, we are assured that the righteous will not what? Suffer the same fate. Amen. Amen. But my brother, one thing is that if this world will pass away, why do you want to pass away with this world? Praise the Lord. Amen. The prophet in the message book, The Future Home, Jeffersonville, 1964, he said, God once shook the earth. See, the first one, he shook what? The earth. He said, but this time, he said, I will shake the heavens and the earth. My, the heavens and I will shake the heavens and the earth. So why do you want to be what part of the perishing world? Amen. It will be very scary, my brother. Amen. Very scary. And Jesus himself confirmed it, that it will happen. Because in Matthew 24:35, he said, heaven and earth will what? Pass away. But my word will never pass away. Amen. Amen. So if the word is in you, how can you be part of that passing away? Praise the Lord. Let's keep the word in us. Because that is our token. When it comes, that's our token, my brother. The word in us. Because it has that transforming power. Amen. And the scoffers, they will not what? They will not heed to this warning. Because in the first place, they don't even show any sign that they believe what? Creation from the beginning. See? Because if you believe in creation, at least that will lead you onto something. Amen. Amen. Yes. So the prophet in the message book, Hebrews chapter 3, also preaching in Jeffersonville. So the scoffers must listen. He said, listen to this. The prophet said, listen to this. If God doesn't act the same, when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. Amen. He said, the sovereignty of God. I love that. The sovereignty of God demands of him to work in every case like he did in the first case. Or he was wrong when he worked in the first case. God can never be wrong. Amen. Amen. If God does not act in the same way he did in the first case, if he will act different to the second case, then he acted wrong when he acted in the first case. Our God never go wrong. Amen. So, brethren, if the Bible says this world has been preserved unto fire, brother, it will come to pass. Amen. Verse 8. Whereby the world that was the world that then was being overflowed with water. Eight. But beloved, oh Peter, thank you. Be not ignorant of this one thing. Be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day is with the Lord as what? 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as what? One day. Amen. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness. But it is what? Long-suffering to us what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Come to repentance. So the scoffers, don't look at the scoffers. Don't listen to the scoffers. Amen. That's what the Apostle Peter is telling us this morning. He said, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Because, yes, as they are saying that, how long that we have been hearing the coming of the Lord? How long? Oh, yes. To the natural man, it seems to be what? A long time. Amen. Amen. And that's what the scripture is telling us something here. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see as something very long, but God sees it as one day. 1,000 years to him is just like one day. He lives in eternity. Amen. We live in time.
Amen.
Amen. We look at things in time and we see it's long, but he is an eternal God. He lives in eternity. That's where we are going. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So something we see as is long, long, oh, it's 1,000 years. How long has been so long? It, to him, it's just one day.
Amen.
Something like what? One day. And one thing is that Apostle Peter is admonishing us, be not ignorant of this one thing. My brother, it's not slackness. God is not slack in what? In his dealings. But he's explaining why, yes, everything shows that the Lord should come according to his word. But it's just that he said it is about what? His great attitude of what? Long suffering. Amen. It's because of his long suffering. There is still someone he wants to what? Change his mind, change his attitude, and come in. As many that will do. I'm giving you this grace time. Amen. We are living a grace time. I'm giving you this grace time for you to what? To sit down and change your mind. Because I don't want you to perish.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it's about what? His long suffering.
Amen.
Amen. So, as I said, we are just trying to revise what we have already heard so that it will line us up to what? We came up to what? The third world. And so just to bring us back in line, Lord willing, if... next week will be available. Then we go toward that third world. Amen.
Amen.
Which he said we seek for that. A new heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A new earth.
Amen.
Where dwelleth what? Righteousness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Shall we bow down our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, oh yes, we thank you, God, that your word through Apostle Peter this morning has stirred us up, Lord. It has brought us, oh God, it has even stirred up our pure minds by way of remembrance, Lord, that we will not forget, Lord Jesus, this one thing, that we will not be ignorant, Lord. Father, we thank you that, Lord, your word is a word that stirs up, Lord, and we give all glory to you. Lord, now we, as we've come, God, we want to praise you. We want to worship you, God. Oh, with all our hearts, Lord, we want to lift up your name in songs and worship this morning. Oh, clapping our hands, dancing, oh Lord. Oh yes, that's what we want to do. Father, please accept, Lord, our worship this morning as we commit, Lord, the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands, that they will lead the congregation, the church, Lord, into that place, Lord. Preparing the way, oh God, the atmosphere, Lord, for your word this morning. Oh yes, the word that, Lord, to come to take us through the week and even beyond, Lord. Father, prepare us now and accept, Lord, our praises and worship. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you.